everybody. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. This week, we're doing the ultimate 2022 review. How to review, what's the process, what are the questions you should be asking yourself, and what does it actually mean then for 2023? We're going to go through the whole thing. This is an area I absolutely love. I am a giant planning nerd. But up until, I'd say, the last 18 months, maybe 2 years, I've never properly done reviews, and I'm still not 100% at it, but I am trying to get better. So I'm going to share what I'm doing, and some of you might find it useful. Thanks as always to my partner, Sage. Sage is the number one provider of payroll, accounting, and HR solutions to small and medium-sized businesses, just like me and you, all across the world. To find out more about how Sage can help you get prepared for self-assessment and payroll year-end, click the link in the podcast description. Right, let's go. This is an idea lab, so we're going to keep it short and simple. It's be about 10, 15 minutes, and will help you review all of 2022. This is really important. Really, really, really important. Let me just stress that, because we all do like 2023 planning. We all do our like New Year goals and New Year plans of what I want to achieve and make it the best year ever. New year, new me, hun. When in reality, it very rarely works out like that. Very, very rarely do we actually stick to plans. And that's because we don't review. We don't do daily reviews, weekly reviews, monthly reviews, and definitely not yearly reviews. So have you done a review? Is this something you bring into your daily habits? And if not, let's start right now. So I'm going to go through the review template that I use. So this is kind of a mishmash of stuff I've taken from all across the internet, from people like Ali Abdaal, and he's actually a great place to start. If you want more resources after you listen to this, go check him out, aliabdaal.com. You get him on YouTube. He does really good review videos on YouTube, so you'll find him there. So, 2022 review. Start by digging out your 2021 planning document. And if you didn't open it since January 3rd, shame on you. But seriously, dig that out. See what your plans were for 2022. And of course, this will be highly dependent on how you planned last year. Maybe you didn't plan at all. If you didn't plan, it doesn't really matter. Still do a review. It'll help you with your 2023 plan. So if you didn't plan, how you can use this review template is pick 3 to 5 categories that best suits your life and use that as a guide to review. So spend about 60 minutes on this, no more. Maybe do 30 minutes now, and then come back and do 30 minutes again in a couple of days, because it's like planning. This isn't something you just like throw down on a page without kind of reflecting and thinking about it seriously. So maybe do 30 minutes now and then do 30 minutes like on Sunday with a coffee. So my normal categories are health and fitness, family, business and money, creative, and then fun adventure. So health and fitness, family, business/money, creative, and then fun/adventure. So they're the categories I use to review, and they're the categories I use to plan. So if you did plan, go back and be honest. How many of your goals did you hit? A simple yes, no, or a pass-fail if possible. Always have SMART goals. And what that means is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So don't say, I'm going to get better at X. Say, I'm going to get better at X by 72% by the 3rd of February. Have very specific goals. You can very clearly see, in the next 10 weeks, I'm going to take 4 shots off my golf handicap. In the next 16 weeks, I'm going to take 4 minutes off my 5K. I'm using sport because that's an analogy I kind of use frequently, but whatever it is for you, just make sure you can kind of very clearly see, did I hit this or did I not? Because fluffy goals yield fluffy results. I'm using nice language there, but you can put in your own more adult language. So the first question to review as you reflect and work towards your goals for next year, 2023, did you hit your goals? Were they too ambitious? And were they simply to make yourself feel better in the moment? So were they too ambitious? Did you hit them? Did you not hit them? If not, what's the one reason you feel you didn't? So start with that one. Just go through your goals, tick, 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 tick. See how many you hit. And of the ones you didn't, give a one-line sentence as to why you feel you didn't. This isn't an essay. This shouldn't be laborious. So don't write essays about it. just do one line. I didn't hit it because of why. And just what your gut feeling is. Okay, next question. Where did you get 80% of your returns for 20% of your input or effort? That's one I use myself. I don't see that in too many of them because we're not trying to make things harder here. We're trying to make things easier. So where did you hack? Where did you get like the most bang for your buck this year? What was the one thing or the couple of things you did where you got most of your return? It can be financial, it can be whatever. But where, what was the one thing you did that was like, whoa, that was a game changer? So try identify that. Next, I use this format all the time because it's brilliant. I'm going to take a little sip of tea as we're working here. The stop, start, and continue matrix. So what did you start in 2022? What did you stop? And what did you continue? And then you'll use this to build into your 2023 plans. So as you're writing this out, at the back of your mind, have your 2023 plans there going, right, I did this, this, and this last year. Next year, I'm going to do this, this, and this. But don't start planning yet. So what did you stop? What did you start? What did you continue? Maybe it wasn't intentional. That's the thing. These things aren't always about intentionality. They're about, what did you maybe stop? You didn't notice you stopped. Was it like giving yourself an hour a week to whatever, do yoga? Was it, did you stop hanging out with your mates? Did you stop giving like your, you know, your social life any attention? What did you stop? Then what did you start and what did you continue? And a lot of this is subconscious. So it's very important just to sit down and give yourself the space and time. So when you're reviewing, try doing it in a quiet place, obviously, and try do it at a time where you're not under pressure. You're not doing it running between tasks. You want to do this possibly at a weekend. There's no one really else around. Or one of my favorite ways to do it is go to a coffee shop, get a coffee, and sit down and just do it in the 45 minutes. So, what did you stop, start, or continue? This one, what is your biggest win? You can do it by category, or you can just do one giant one. What were your biggest wins? Next, what were your biggest lessons? We don't use losses because that's a very negative way to look at things. What were your biggest lessons? I've used things through kind of three main lenses. Good story, a good lesson, or a good time. I've tried to reframe everything into those three different lenses. So don't look at things as bad. I don't look at things as awful. It's kind of like the Stoic philosophy. You know, amor fati. Fate happens to you for a reason. What do you do with it? So what were your biggest lessons? This is a really good question. Where did my planning not match my real day-to-day life / capacity? So where was I aspirational without any reason? Where was I setting really lofty goals without ever having done anything similar, ever? Again, let's use a fitness analogy. I'm going to go to the gym 6 times every week. How many times do you go to the gym now? If that's 5, then 6 is a realistic goal. If it's 0, then 6 is absolute nonsense. You're lying to yourself. So go back and look, where does your planning not match your real day-to-day life or capacity? So look at your time. Maybe you've got 3 kids and a job and a partner and a busy life. Did that match what you said your goals are going to be? I'm going to train for an Ironman. That's going to consume 20 to 30 hours a week. Where are those 20 to 30 hours coming from? Always try review in real life. Don't try, with planning, we tend to be very my best future self. We always look at planning, my best future self. My best future Gary is going to do 6 gym sessions a week. He's going to do mobility. He's going to do his yoga. He's going to go for a sauna. Try always, with a review, try to be brutally honest with yourself. This is not a kind of a New Year resolution kind of jobby. This is something where you're brutally honest. So where am I happiest and least happy is the next question. So where am I happiest and where am I least happy? That is physically and also just in general. Where and when are you happy? What do you enjoy most and what do you enjoy least? You can apply these to all categories or just some of them. It really depends on your own life. So what did I enjoy most or least? When were you proud of yourself this year? So at what point were you most proud of yourself? Next one. Where and on what did you spend most of your time? So where and on what did you spend most of your time? Was this by design or by accident? Sorry, I'm repeating the questions just so you don't have to keep reviewing and going back 5-10 seconds. So hopefully that's useful. I will also put these on my email newsletter. So if you want to get the full template of these, go to MrGaryFox.com and I will send this out to people on the newsletter. So where and on what did you spend most of your time this year? Again, physically, but also in a general sense, where and when on what? Review your ideal week for 1, 3, 5, and 10 years. So ideally every year with your planning, you should have your ideal week drawn out and what that looks like in 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, and 10 years. If you haven't done that exercise, I'd highly recommend it. So you literally sit down and go, right, what does my ideal week look like in 1, 3, 5, and 10 years? Your perfect life, as in really, as in it's realistic. It's not like I've won the Euro Millions, my perfect week. But what would your ideal life look like if your life continued on a similar trajectory? But what would it really be if you were intentional about it? If your everything was intentional, all your decisions were intentional, and you set in train and process now things that set you up for that ideal week in 1, 3, 5, 10 years. This one's a really good one. What is on your best of list? So what was the best of 2022? Best book, best podcast, best movie, best purchase, best experience. Reflect, and then over the next 30 days, re-listen and reread some of them. Because we're constantly searching for new stuff, like the net best new book, the best new podcast. And I am culprit number one for this. So go back and make a best of list. So the intent, the idea with this is, so that when you're looking back 3, 4, 5 years, you're kind of going, oh wow, geez, 2022 is actually pretty cool. And the final step for your review process, I try to keep this short. There is a million different review templates you can use. I will link to a few of them in the email newsletter this week. There is so many review templates you can use. The final question is, map your timeline of the year. So go back to 2022 and map 12 months. So go January, February, you know, the months of the year by now. And jot down the key events, moments, and achievements from that month. So that's your snapshot of 2022. So when you can quickly look back and go, oh yeah, back in February, we went to whatever, France for like a long weekend. It was amazing. Just a snapshot, a quick moment in time. Again, just pick 4 or 5 things, jot them down for each month. Finally, I said that was finally, but it was not. Finally, pick 3 things from the review you want to address in 2023 and go do it right now. Do something immediately on the 3 you've picked because nothing magical happens on December 31st. We've talked about this a lot on the pod. There's no magic fairy that arrives on December 31st to grant you all your wishes. Start right now. Pick 3 things from the review that didn't go well or you're definitely going to do in 2023 and start immediately. Whatever it is, book that repairman or join the club or whatever it is, do it right now. Do it this week before Friday. Set yourself the goal. Jot down 3 things and don't make them simple. Don't make them like really, really simple. Pick 3 things you want to make massive steps towards in 2023 and start right now. Next week, I'm going to chat about 2023 planning and how I do it. It builds nicely on the back of what we've just done here. The biggest thing from this week is to use the review to course correct now. You still have nearly a month to change and a month to set and train processes and systems now for next year. One of my big goals for next year is to get better at reviewing. That is why I'm doing this process right now. We'll start the 2023 planning process next week. I will see you back here on Thursday for an interview with a fantastic entrepreneur called Niall Woods. He's the Irish Jerry Maguire. He's a sports agent and he's a very cool guy. I will see you here on Thursday. Have a great week.